Joey, the bodybuilder Joey, you know, Joey, well, I don't know if he's a bodybuilder now, but he did jock stories or something, or maybe, anyway, regardless.
A gay man, or whatever. He's one of our podcasters.
Yeah, he had emailed me and said, oh, I want to do a podcast on Christmas Day. Can I do that? And so I emailed him back and said, yeah, you can do it. But he said to me, you know, you should get some more recordings of the bumper. We don't have very many. I keep rotating the ones we've got. I'm just thinking, oh, gosh.
Then he could do it. Why doesn't he send us one?
Yeah, it's true. Joey, if you're listening.
Here's the thing. It's fine. I just kind of wish that the Pride 48 Twitter account would stop tweeting.
Oh, why?
Just because Twitter is such a toxic.
Oh, because of Twitter? Yes. Oh, because you're not liking Twitter?
Yes.
Oh.
It's not just I don't like Twitter. It's just because Twitter was killed by some egomaniacal billionaire dude.
I mean, that's one of the ways that people, cause not, I mean, I think not just the random tweets that we do, like the automated stuff, but when we have something we want that's important, we put it there. And I feel like not all Pride 48 folks have moved over to Mastodon.
No, so no, did I say Mastodon? Did I say go to Mastodon?
Well, to anywhere. I mean, they all know we're on Twitter. So where else would we go? I mean, like, how would we tell people, folks?
Oh, we have a website. We have a newsletter list.
Who goes to websites?
We have an email list. We have other ways that we can, we have Discord. Literally, I could put at everyone here in Discord.
And I also pay a subscription for the service he uses for social media. And if he stops posting there, then I'm wasting my money.
I already
paid for a year.
Is it all? What is it on?
What is what?
The at. Oh, yeah, yeah. I can tag the entire channel and then I'll send a bug to everyone.
I get it. Not everyone's in the Discord.
Anyone that's listened to a Pride 48 show that has joined our server is in the Discord.
Some people never log into Discord except that one time a year, so they wouldn't get the notification. I know what you're saying, but I feel like you're being like the Chick-fil-A people where you're boycotting based on one person, just like,
no, I'm boycotting based off of
boycott based on one person. I'm just like people boycotting at Chick-fil-A.
Because it's not what it was.
Okay, fine. But I mean, there's no,
he sped that along, but
I don't know. I mean, that's, I don't think it needs to be boycotted. Like, just, I don't agree with that. I moved over to Mastodon. I mean, I have a presence on Mastodon because if everyone moves over there, I don't care as long as I've got all my people. But I'm not really boycotting Twitter. I just, you know, he's going to get a new CEO. And
you didn't put what you were supposed to put over on the board. What were you supposed to put around the board? We're going to talk about something.
How do you know if you don't know what I was supposed to put?
Because I remember we were supposed to talk about something. That's why I brought the Trello up so that I could
everything everywhere all at once.
Oh my god! All right, here's the thing, Adam.
No, it's not. It's not good. I don't know.
It is. It has to do everything everywhere all at once is a movie that was made, that like diametrically opposes the way that you watch movies. And I'm talking about you, Adam Burns. When I watch TV,
how do I watch movies?
You watch TV with a phone in your hand, with doing something else, like maybe a book or something. It's like you are not, and everything everywhere all at once demands that you pay attention because
whole time. No, I don't play with stuff during movies. That's only during TV, like casual TV watching in the evenings. When we're watching a movie, I put everything down. But
did you just not get it?
No, I got it. I didn't like it. It was too chaotic for me. I don't like chaotics, and it was just weird. It was, I got everything, but it was weird and chaotic, and it gave me a headache.
I was Doctor Strange was weird.
There was more of a story to Doctor Strange than there was that one.
Really? Wheel of Fortune demands intense.
No, obviously I have a different opinion than most people.
I'd like to solve, please, Pat.
It is fine.
Is it fine?
I don't like weird movies. It was weird. It was very strange and like out there weird, like somebody was on acid or something when they wrote it. B, I know I sound like an 89-year-old woman. You do. But anyway.
They're probably all on acid acid.
And B, I don't like chaotic, like I don't like the Transformers movies because there are scenes where you just have like a crushed aluminum foil going by the camera for like 5 minutes. And then
no one likes
this loud music.
No one likes the Transformers. The Transformer movies are just pieces of shit. They're just like really totally stupid. Don't like them.
I'll say, though, this is related to movies but unrelated to Michael Bay movies. I don't know if it was on YouTube or if it was I think Mark and I went to see Avatar in the theater. And it might have been like one of those pre-view things they do before the movie, you know, how they do that at movie theaters. They were showing Tom Cruise doing one of his own stunts for Mission Impossible, the next Mission Impossible that's coming up.
Is that the motorcycle off the cliff?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, I was like, oh, my. Like, I knew he does some of his own stunts, but I didn't know he, like, jumps motorcycles off of a cliff.
All he was doing is skydiving, really, when you get right down to it. He's using the motorcycle to get airborne so that he can skydive because he just lets the motorcycle fall.
I know, but I mean, that's a major stuntman stunt.
Yeah.
He flew planes for Maverick. I didn't even know he was a pilot. He does all those things where you see helicopter shots and he's hanging off. That's really him.
Okay, great.
Anyway.
I still don't like Tom Cruise, but. Okay, great.
What's wrong with Tom Cruise?
I just don't think he's a very good actor. I don't know. I'm thinking of the number of Tom Cruise movies that I like. Maybe two. So I liked the Groundhog Day one. What was that?
I mean, I'm not saying he's the best actor in the world. We watched Maverick the other day and I had seen that intro. I do like the Mission Impossible movies. I really enjoyed Maverick.
Okay.
Out of all the ones that we've watched, Mark and I both gave Maverick a 5.
I only heard the audio to like the first 15 minutes of Maverick because they were playing it at the campground on movie night and I was out at the campfire. And so I couldn't see the screen, but I could hear the. I feel like the first 15 minutes of that movie was just the old Top Gun theme, right? It's in various forms of like orchestral sweepingness.
And I mean, possibly, but there was stuff going on.
But there was no dialogue. It was like, it was just like.
Well, he was. Hey. There was some dialogue at the very beginning because he was. He had to test out. They had something where he was trying to hit 10 something speed. What is it? 10?
Mach 10?
Mach 10, I guess. But they didn't call it Mach 10. They called it 10.
I don't know. I didn't watch the movie.
It doesn't matter. So he was trying to reach that in one of those stealth airplanes, one of those black, you know, pointy tipped stealth planes. 10G. 10G. Thank you. Yeah, it was 10G. Yeah,
10G. 10 grand. 10 cents.
And so, I mean, he was talking and they were shutting down the program. And he said, well, the admiral's not here yet shut it down.
I don't want to know the plot.
Okay. Well,
you're wrong.
Stuff was going on.
You're wrong about Everything Everywhere All at Once. It was a good movie.
Well, Kathy Marshall agreed with me. So you're not the only one. I mean, Kathy Marshall agreed with me. She did not enjoy it either. So
she's also wrong. What?
I don't know. I'm just saying people can have different opinions. But I know that 90 something percent of people thought it was great, but not me.
Someone I know suggested that I stop beginning conversations by asking what's new and instead try, what did you do today? It was a good reminder that even though there's a lot of change happening in my life, that isn't the case for everyone. I've had better and more interesting conversations ever since. How many times do you ask somebody what's new?
Never.
I mean,
you know what that
maybe
means?
Maybe if I'd gone to a restaurant, like a restaurant I hadn't been, like a restaurant I hadn't been to in a couple of months, could I just be like, yeah, what's new?
No, I have never gone into a restaurant and said, what's new?
Like where they have seasonal things on the menu?
I understand, but I've never said, I don't believe I've ever asked a person what's new.
You'd say like, what's up?
Nah, maybe not even what's up. I might just say, hey, how's it going? Or
are you?
I mean, maybe I've said what's up at some point, but not what's new.
How are you? Do you ask that?
Kathy Marshall says, I always ask people, are you still here? I don't get it.
She expects that they would have died. She's dismissed them. And I don't know. It could go either way. It could be like, oh my God, like, are you still here? That would be like dismissing. It's like, if you're talking, it's like, wait, are you still here? That would be the dismissive one. And then the other one would be like, oh my God, are you still here?
So that are you like, still here?
I would have thought
you are you died. Still here?
But so instead of saying, how are you? You say, hey, hi, what'd you do today? Like who would, if someone walked up to you, Adam, and it was just like, what'd you say? like some stranger, like what would you do?
I would say, nothing. It would be kind of a confused sound coming out of my mouth because I would be thinking, that's a weird way to start a
I made a solemn vow not to talk to people that ask me that. Let's see. Walk towards the monster.
I assume you're reading this witty advice.
I am. Witty and wise pieces of advice for 2023.
Move towards the monster.
Well, no, walk towards the monster.
Okay.
You know, whether that's pain, scary, seeing great. Like if you're scared of public speaking, go.
I don't do that. I'm an ostrich. I bury my head.
Walk toward the monster. So if you're scared of doctors like giving you a diagnosis that you can't handle, no, go walk towards it. Do it. Invest. You know what? This does not have hold over me. I release myself from the hold of the fear of the pain of knowing the doctor's words. I rebuke you. That's what we're doing.
Cyclone in the chat room asked an interesting question that I think I should point out. He says, does anyone think that a single chiclet is satisfying as chewing gum? No. You need more than one chiclet.
Okay, but then he says, does Amazon have them in stock? I would recommend that you use Adam Burns, adamburns.com/store. What is it?
Wait, what? Chiclets are those? What are we thinking of? Because chiclet, you have to.
I'm trying to get him to use your Amazon link. What's the fucking URL?
Oh, I would have to give you
you can go to geekygay.com/shop.
But I can give him a custom link. Chiclets?
$8 for 100 packs of chiclets.
Chiclets gum.
You say that's a lot of gum, Kathy Marshall, but I think it's like two pieces per box.
I remembered the smaller chiclets that they were in little bags.
It even says chiclets twos. So this means there's two pieces of gum. These are very, very small boxes, and you're buying 100 of them.
Oops. I can't paste HTML into the Discord chat.
So it's, oh my God. So you're buying 100 of them. So you're getting 200 pieces of gum for $8.
Okay, maybe it was mini Chiclets then. They were in a small bag, and they were tiny.
These are, look at me, these are tiny.
No. They were tinier than these. They were, and they didn't come in a box. They were in a bag.
My Chiclets always came in a box.
Well, you're older than me. My Chiclets came in a bag. Kenny, I'll share my screen. Or no, let's see, copy image address. I'll see if I can put it in the Discord.
Here's some more witty advice, Adam, for 2023.
You see that? That was the bag in yellow. Mini Chiclets, right there. That was the front of the bag. The yellow one. That's the one I remember.
Adam, if you know someone who isn't weird, that just means you need to get to know them better.
Okay.
That's some witty advice for 2023.
I don't find that any of these have been witty so far.
Pay now or pay later. Problems don't go away on their own. So you determine what it will cost you to solve it now versus waiting. That sounds like advice from a Karen, doesn't it? This is just like totally like, well, you should do that right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't paying a lot of attention. I was reading the chat room.
All right, fine. Then I won't do this anymore.
You can keep doing it.
No, it doesn't matter now. So you've ruined the.
I'm looking at Chiclets on Amazon.
Okay, nobody cares about it. We're an audio podcast.
I know.
Nobody cares about Chiclets. I mean, they might, but not like
I think
looking
some
at pictures.
People care about Chiclets.
I know, but you're telling the chat room. I mean, you're telling our audio listeners. Oh, that's what I mean. Those, like those right there. They can't see that.
That's true. But if you go back, timestamp this part of the level 30. I mean, let's face it, it'll be February before this one is posted. But... Or March, Tony will be emailing us. Hey, I haven't gotten a level 13 since November 20. Be like, yeah, I'm sorry, I haven't. But anyway, you can go back in the Discord and find the photo of the mini Chiclets. When you reach this part of the episode, just go there. Uh-huh. It was December 30th
of 2022.
Yeah, the next to last day, although it's now New Year's Eve where you are.
So this time tomorrow, I will be 35 minutes into 2023.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Drew Gooden?
Yes, I watch Drew Gooden all the time.
Oh, okay. I had never heard of him. YouTube recommended him today.
Yeah.
And I've watched, I don't know, 15 or 20 of his, you wouldn't really say episodes, would you?
His
videos I've watched, and they're good, but I've never heard of him before ever until today.
Drew Gooden started off as a Vine.
Yeah.
And you'll probably, now that if you watch some Drew Gooden videos, then the next thing they will start recommending Danny Gonzalez videos.
Oh, I've watched a few of his videos the past couple of days. They also recommended one of his yesterday or today. Yep.
And then the third in the trifecta of the young straight people that really kind of look gay and act gay is Kurt. So Curtis Connor. You'll probably get recommended a Curtis Connor. Yeah, you'll probably get Curtis. With a K. Curtis with a K. Curtis Connor. Yeah, you'll probably get recommended a Curtis
Connor.
Oh, no,
I haven't gotten recommended anything by him, I don't think. Oh, maybe.
In fact, Drew and Danny have a joint video on one of their channels. It's like, we are not the same person. And I think they did a road tour, like all of them. All three of those guys did a road tour a few years back.
I had not heard of either one of these people.
Oh, I know. And here's the crazy today. Thing. Here's the crazy thing. Drew Gooden has like 5.4 million views of those videos that he puts up. His views counts are in the millions. Like I'm sitting here looking at my channel and my view counts are, in the hundreds. This is like, let me find the most recent Drew Gooden.
You need to come up with better thumbnails.
I need to be a twink. So the one that he posted 11 hours ago, which yes, I've already watched, is YouTube's Terrible Christmas Movies, already has 510,000 views.
But okay, and I do, okay, the negative side of me agrees with you. I've always had this thought in my head that the reason that these folks get so many views is because they're hot and young. And that if I started making videos, I wouldn't get no views because I'm not hot and young. And you basically said the same thing. Yeah, he gets so many because he's a twink. I'm not a twink. You know, it's kind of what you just said. So, but he also has been, he started on Vine. So I believe he was already popular.
Well, I mean, yeah.
He moved to Twitter and he's been on Twitter for 6 years.
Yeah.
So you haven't been on Twitter, or not Twitter, YouTube, Twitter. He's been on YouTube for 6 years.
Yeah.
You haven't, your show on YouTube hasn't been on for 6 years. So you're still working your way up. You don't know. In another 3 to 4 years, you could be at 5 million. Who knows?
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. So the thing is, Drew starts his videos by saying, hey, guy. And Danny Gonzalez starts his videos by saying, hey, Greg.
Yeah.
I'm just saying they have.
Is it Greg? I know he says a name, but Greg doesn't sound familiar. But
it's Greg. It's written on the wall behind him in every single video. It's Greg because he calls his fan base Greg. So he just says, hey, Greg. And that means, hey, Greg. Like, Greg is all of the people that normally watch the show.
Okay. Yeah, I knew. He mentioned that in a video I watched today, so.
Well, there you go. You're getting caught up on the...
I couldn't remember what the name was, so yeah.
I find that Drew is better than Danny.
Yeah, I get that. So I watched a lot more Drews. I watched a couple of Dannys, but I watched like 10 or 15 Drews.
So which ones did you watch of Drews?
Well, I downloaded a bunch on my phone.
Because he was talking about, he likes to talk about Christmas movies every year.
Hey, guy, remember a couple months ago when...
Oh, it's not going to show me because I'm on the... Let's see.
Which stole from Big Fatty Where Every Man Is Larry? Oh, I see. Yeah, true. Danny Gonzalez probably listened to Big Fatty.
I watched Do These Mental Health Products Even Do Anything?
Okay, I see that. That was a month ago.
I took Ninja's masterclass and it ruined my life. No one.
Well,
can
yeah,
stop
that's when he dyed his hair.
Ads, not even sweet, you sweet,
dyed his hair blue.
I tried to profit at an arcade. I ate like Tom Brady for a month. What is good acting?
Okay.
Instagram boomers.
So he likes to. I got introduced to Drew because he did a lot of movie reviews. But they're like shitty movie reviews. So like YouTube's Terrible Christmas Movies, which is the most recent of his videos. And you'll see he like plays little clips from the movie as he talks about them. And it's, it's clearly is written out. It's scripted or whatever. But
he put I can't remember the name of it now. The Christmas movie that you really liked, was that on his list? The one, the Christmas Past and the
Spirited?
Yeah, Spirited. Was that on his list?
Adam, no, it wasn't on his list. He didn't.
He must have missed it.
I'm just saying, he doesn't review good movies. He reviews bad movies.
Right. So that definitely should have been on his list.
Oh, my God. No, it shouldn't have. You didn't even see it, so you don't know.
Tomatoes, 31%.
You, on this very, let's rewind the recording from tonight.
No, we cannot.
Just
we cannot rewind.
Tonight. Yes, because we're no longer recording the show, so it's on the show audio. So, yeah, I could pull it over.
It's not possible.
Here's the thing. You even said in this very show this evening, on the show that precedes this show, you said, you can't trust Rotten Tomatoes for everything, though. You know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because Rotten Tomatoes gave Everything Everywhere All at Once a really high score. And you're like, well, yeah, but, you can't follow those ratings unless it reinforces your argument. Like, if it
Yes, exactly.
Rotten Tomatoes scores can only be used for good.
Why is my accent like somebody from Wisconsin or something? What accent is that you're getting? For good.
Was that an accent?
Yeah, there was some accent that you were doing there. I don't know, like a mechanic or something. I don't know what kind of accent it was.
I have no idea what kind it was.
I do not know.
Anything else exciting? What are you doing?
My stylist is pregnant.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
Yeah. She's going to be off in July for maternity leave.
I found this service. We were talking about this in the pre-show tonight. I found this service that will plan your outfit for you. So this is for Disney stuff. So, like, let's say that Zach and I wanted to go to Dapper Day this year, and we don't know which characters to bound, but like what's a good Pluto bounding outfit? Like, what's a good Donald bounding outfit? Or I'm doing the 10K for the month.
I've never heard this word bounding used the way that you're saying it. Is this a Disney made up usage of the word bounding? Because I've never. Or is that really a cosplay term? Because I've never heard anyone say
it is a cosplay bounding. Term. Yeah, it's a cosplay term. And what it means is when you Disney bound or character bound or something like that you're not allowed to dress up like that character, right? Like you can't walk in Disney dressed like Buzz Lightyear, right? But you could bound a Buzz Lightyear by having like a shirt that has like green sleeves and a white center, and you know has. You know, so you're wearing Buzz's colors and Buzz's, you know, you're wearing regular clothes, but in Buzz's colors and his configuration, you know what I'm getting at? Like green shoes, white pants.
I get it. Yeah. You've told me that before. You don't dress exactly like them. Yeah. You theme yourself.
Right.
Well, GPT does not define bounding as a cosplay term.
Well, that's because GPT is stupid. But let me finish this thought here. So I have a 10K coming up where it's Monsters Inc., right? I want to have a monster outfit. So this service does this. You fill out a style survey going into as much detail as you can, right? About what we want to dress as, blah, blah, blah. They will go out and find outfits based on your preferences, right? And then they have a Zoom call with you to further refine it.
Is this like Stitch Fix or something like that?
No, it's called Once Upon a Wardrobe. But okay. It's two ladies in Orlando. But I think they're in Orlando. But anyway, the point is that you have a Zoom conference call with them or whatever. And then when you're all done, they send you a PDF with all of the looks that they suggest with direct links to buy the stuff.
That's nice.
Now, what would you pay, Adam? What would you pay for a service like that?
Well, how are you paying? Is it like a one-time thing or?
Christ. the coaster from my drink came up with the glass and then dropped on the MIDI pad. And that was playing like numerous MIDI pads.
I was like, oh, I thought it was mine for a second. I was like, oh my God. Did I get another one that has messed up buttons?
That one was mine.
What was the question?
How much would you pay for this.
Oh, yeah. Service. My question was, I mean, is it a one-time thing? It's a consulting fee and that's it? Or is it a monthly? Or?
No, just a one-time thing. Like a one-time, I got some outfit.
They have a Zoom call with you. You get a personalized list of outfits. With
not just a list, you know, like a photo, like it's laid out. Like here's what wear.
$500.
Wow. $30. $30 an hour, Adam.
Oh, $30 an hour. Well, how many hours? It's going
to
be.
Well, they can do up to 5 outfits in an hour. So they can, you know,
including the Zoom call.
The Zoom. That's the hour Zoom call. Like you can have up to an hour Zoom call.
Well, they have to go and make the PDF and stuff after the phone call.
Oh yeah, you still get the PDF afterwards and everything.
Right, but if the phone call's an hour, then
No. It's the rest of it is all included. Like if you don't want the consultation, like if you don't want the one-on-one consultation, you can do the questionnaire and explain everything out and get the PDF.
Like they're underselling themselves.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I would pay more than $30. I mean. There are services like Stitch Fix where you go in, you fill out a thing, a survey, whatever. You say, here are my sizes. Here are the colors that I like. Here are the styles that I like, blah, 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 blah. They send you a box.
Right. But think of this. Think of this.
And then you can send stuff back.
Think of this. What they're doing here, they're specializing in theme parks. So it's like this is specifically for theme parks.
Okay.
And then what they're doing is that means immediately they're down to just theme park merchandise, right? And then what they do from there is they have that.
Then that's why it's only $30. Right. You can't be stylish in theme park clothes.
Yeah, you can.
That's just like.
Did you not see our Dapper Day outfits this past year when I bounded as Perry the Platypus and Adam?
You didn't buy that entire outfit at the theme park. You're saying that they only do theme park.
No. Clothes. No, they're doing theme park costume like those kind. They're not styling people for their prom. They're not styling people for their wedding. They're specifically for.
But it could be clothing that is bought outside of the theme park.
Yes, exactly. Right, okay. Exactly. Okay. But here's the thing is, so the nerd, and you think about it, every link that they send you to buy stuff is probably an affiliate link. So it's like they're also getting affiliate stuff on you buying the clothing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, $30 for the hour. They're younger girls, like they're probably in their early 20s. So, you know, I think they're thinking.
Now, then that's a serious person who wants to be styled for their trip to Disney. You are really committed to Disney. By the way, I Googled while you were talking because I wanted to know if bounding was specifically a cosplay term.
Yes, because, you know, everyone loves it when we get
and
to
the
pedantic.
And the article that I read said it was created specifically for Disney, not for Disney, but I mean the term. It was created by a girl named Leslie Kay, who was a hardcore Disney fan and loved to visit the Disney parks. She wanted to cosplay at the parks, but that's against the rules. So basically, she came up with a new name for it, calling it bounding. And having it be, you know, like you said, you're not exactly dressed up as the character. You're dressed up in a style, you know, inspired by the character. But it was specifically for Disney cosplay.
Bounding sounds like a fetish.
Yeah, but it was for Disney.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. But I feel like even though it's created
it is
for
very
Disney,
niche word.
I'm just saying. Even though it's created for Disney, doesn't mean that it's not now used by the larger cosplay community.
Yeah, but it's only for Disney, so it doesn't matter who's using it. It's specifically Disney cosplay.
Created specifically for Disney. That doesn't mean it's still used specifically for Disney.
Well, it was created to mean specifically cosplay at Disney. Anyway.
I'm just looking at their gallery, and it's not very... It's not very inspiring.
Do you really feel like you need to be stopped? You can't come up with your own.
Of course I could.
An outfit that has the same similar colors.
Of course I could. But, you know, $30, that's not much. $30, give them a shot, right? See if they have something, some idea that I hadn't thought of.
Is it, remind me, is there an event or is it just a day where they're like, okay, everybody come dressed bounding, or does Disney not even endorse it?
So people, official? No, people bound at Disney every single day, but the, like the stuff that we do is like Dapper Day, and that's twice a year. So like there's just one day twice a year called Dapper Day.
Oh, right. Where you have to walk with a cane and wear a top hat.
No, like, but you wear vests and
a pocket watch.
Yeah, exactly. You dress very dapperly, but also bounding for characters.
You put your penis lock on. your cage. What are those things called?
I think they're just called cages, or
And also, I mean, this is totally. I don't even know why I thought of this. But okay, bounding, sexual, yes. Now yes. I know. I've always wondered, do those things really work? Because your dick gets pretty small when it's soft.
Yeah.
I would think they would just fall off.
So, fun fact, they're designed, let's see, I'm going to put this in the chat room. Please do not click on this in the chat room. Unless you want to see
what a picture of it, if there's a
what I'm talking about, but this is on Amazon, so it's safe. I mean, it's not like I'm not sending you to a porn site. These are the chassis. But see how they're designed, like this first one here, the metal ring one there. Yeah. It's designed for a flaccid penis, and then the point is, but it has nowhere.
Your head
to go.
May be smaller than that.
Yeah.
Not
really. What?
I guess I have small, soft everything because cock rings would fall off. Like things don't want to stay there.
They come in different sizes.
I know I'm giving too much information, but like when, mm-hmm. you know, when I'm soft, it like, it's like a turtle.
Right.
And I mean, there's not even enough out, you know, to fit in the cage.
I mean, these are very... Yeah, I mean, if you can pee, you can wear these.
I mean, I'm definitely a grower. I don't want anyone who's listening to this recording to think, "Oh my god, it's
there's
so small."
There's porn videos of you online that people could go and
grower. But I'm just saying, you know,
people could literally go look at your dick right now if they wanted to, right?
They could, because I think the video was taken down or something. Somebody told me. Or was going to be.
Not just, I mean, you had multiple videos.
They were removing amateur porn or something from that site, or I don't know.
You had multiple.
I downloaded videos. It. I only downloaded the one, but I downloaded it.
Anyway, the point, I'm sure somebody somewhere has the video.
I've got it.
Yeah. But anyway, Adam, post it. Post it online and you know, send the link out to people so they can watch it. If you're that concerned. Nobody cares, Adam. I don't know. I feel like these chastity devices, do they work? That was your question. Yeah, they work. They restrict your dick from getting hard because as your dick starts to get hard, it starts to hurt because you're piling up against like rings and so that pain makes you lose your erection, right? So it's like it's not a pleasant thing. It's like if you're really stimulated, it's not a pleasant thing. You're literally fighting against it hurting. By the way, I say all this because I've read about it, but I haven't actually ever worn one. So I don't know firsthand.
Me either. Anyway, bounding. The all back to bounding and Disney. That was not really.
So I should wear one of these.
Any of the other movies on my list that you've seen? Avatar: Way of the Water.
All right. Pearl. Hold on. Are you going to let me answer? Or are you going?
You were going to do one at a time. Okay. Avatar, Way of the Water.
I want to see this movie, but there's no fucking way I'm going to sit in a theater for 3 hours and 20 minutes without needing to pee or wanting a drink or wanting, and then I'll have to walk away. And I don't like to walk away because I'm trying to pay attention. So I feel like I'm going to wait until that one comes out on online to watch.
Don't you feel like of all movies that you would want to see in a theater, Avatar is like the top of the list?
It is 3 hours and 20 minutes.
But of all movies to see in a movie theater, because of the you know, the special effects and the beautiful scenery and the, you want to be like enveloped by it. You don't want
to, we have a large TV. We can be enveloped.
You don't have one the size of like IMAX or a movie screen.
No, but I mean, but we also sit like, you know, 6 feet away from it, as opposed to
you don't like movie theaters. You're just,
I do not. You're correct. You're correct.
You just are an old man who doesn't like movie theaters.
The movie theater experience
sucks. Get off my lawn.
Back when I was younger and the movie would be like,
back in my day when we went to the Nickelodeon.
No, when I went to, I went to really nice, all of those multiplexes that they converted into multiplexes used to be just like two theaters. So we had really big theaters with really nice, comfortable chairs.
You got there by horse and buggy?
But when we would watch a movie, no, we didn't get there by a horse and buggy. What the fuck are you talking about?
Instead of a soundtrack, they had a guy playing organ.
If the movie was, let's say, over an hour and a half, there would be an intermission. They would do the polite thing of like stopping at the 45-minute mark and saying, okay, there's a 10-minute intermission, and then people could go and pee, they could go get concessions, they could come back and not feel like they missed anything. That was common to have the intermission. Go ahead.
Yeah. I can't recall if I've ever been to a movie that had an intermission. Like, I can't remember, but.
So my point is, I don't like theaters nowadays. You don't like the theater experience with, like, not only is it a 3 hour and 20 minute movie, but then you got to sit 45 minutes before that.
I did have to pee about halfway through.
Yep.
And we were in the middle, and this woman and her daughter had brought blankets.
Yes.
And they had blankets, and I was like trying to step, and they didn't move their feet. I was trying to step over a blanket, or, you know, without stepping on the blanket. I was tripping. That was not fun. It was a full theater that day.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman talking about going to the movies, or the AMC telling me about their fucking projector like six times. It's just like, yes, the projector is still on.
I like the all around you.
You know, I've tried to use that line multiple times on our show, and you never get it every time.
I actually have. You know what? This is a stereo connection. I probably could have like panned myself left or right or something.
You know how to pan yourself on the, by the way, I'm still echoing when we talk over each other.
It's got to be coming through the headphones because
I will check. I'll find out. No, I'm going to find out. Cause when I get your track, I will have your microphone track during the show and I will look, I'll look and see.
I mean, we tested it when I switched it to mix minus and you said you weren't hearing yourself.
I know. And then I did later. So I'm wondering if it's a Zoom thing.
It's got to be coming through my head. Well, it could be, but I think it's coming through my headphones.
All right, if I hear myself back
on yours sometimes.
No, I get
too.
That, but if I get my, well, that's because my headphones are really loud. But it's like
headphones are loud too.
If I get the audio back from your file and there's no echo there, if I'm not hearing the same echo over your mic track.
Well, you do bleed through on my mic track. You will hear yourself.
But I filter everything that's below a certain decibel level. And
right. So I mean, you won't hear. Yeah, it'll be below that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like if
it's coming through my headphones, I know what you're going
to
do.
I'm saying, but if it's coming through your headphones, it's coming through your mic track. That's what I'm trying to say. If it is your headphones, I will pick it up on your mic track. If I don't pick it up on your mic track, then it's got to be Zoom because that's the only other thing. Because that, what you're hearing, what's going down to the SD card, which you then upload to me, if it's not on that, then it's not happening on the mixer. It's happening in the transport between you and me.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it will be on that because I've listened to that track before and I heard you on it.
But not it's like this.
Through my headphones.
I'm coming through as loud as you. I'm coming. It's like I'm talking right back to myself.
Well, it's not the mixer. I mean, I've got it on me unless they've messed up their mix minus.
Oh, I thought this was a gay couple, and it's Tom Brady shares sweet poolside photos with son Ben after Christmas celebrations.
Don't know where you're looking at that.
Oh, it's hold on. I'll put this link in the chat room. You guys now don't, I mean, I get it now. I get it that it's his son. I get it that it's his son. But when you just look at the thumbnail, it looks like, oh, the guy's kissing his little twink boyfriend on his neck. And then, you know, oh, look, it's so cute. They're sitting on the pool.
You really can't tell the age of people. That's like a 8-year-old boy or something. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
How do you think he's old enough to be the boyfriend of Tom Brady?
I don't know that. I didn't know that was Tom Brady. I'm just looking at some dude kissing, you know, some other dude on the neck.
How many 8-year-olds do you see kissing each other's necks?
But I didn't know that that's not an 8-year-old. Thank you. Kathy Marshall says he looks old enough to be a boyfriend. Yes.
You think a 13-year-old is an adult? So.
And by the way, he's not 8, is he? He's 13.
I don't know how old he is.
No, it really is in the article. Yeah. His article, his 13-year-old son.
You really have a blind spot for 13-year-olds. Like, you cannot tell their age.
See, in my mind, that's what that trumpeter looks like.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't at all. Well, I don't know why we were even speculating whether the trumpet player is sexy. I don't know where that came from at all. I've never once said he was sexy.
It's implied.
And I also don't know why he even came up. I didn't even mention him today. I don't know. I haven't talked about him in a long time.
Do you want 6 ways to strengthen your... Oh, you know what? Stop that. Do you get those wrapped things? You know, everybody's like trying to give you your year-end stats. You know what I'm saying? Like Spotify Wrapped. You know what I'm talking about?
I have not, because I don't use Spotify.
Okay, but Google does it too. And
I haven't gotten it from Google. But anyway, I know what you're talking about though.
So I noticed the other day, and you may or may not have noticed this, I don't know, that Grindr has Wrapped. Like it showed up in my, I'll say Wrapped.
I don't currently have that, so.
I can't even find it now. It was like, it was only on Grindr for, I guess, Christmas or whatever. No, there it is. Grindr Unwrapped. Sorry. It's called Grindr Unwrapped. Let's unwrap some stats from a year that couldn't be topped. Okay. Here's how you misbehaved on the app this year. Now, that doesn't mean me. That's you, like all of us, right? We analyzed anonymous user. Yeah, we analyzed anonymous user data from 2022. Tap below to see the results. Do you want to know about positions, activity, interest, travel, or boost?
Well, that's not very many. Just give us all of them.
Positions. The highest percentage of tops are in Bolivia.
Oh.
The highest percentage.
It's not like how much topping occurred in 2022.
You know, it's got to be on the App Store, so it can't be that filthy. Let's see. The highest percentage of bottoms, Denmark.
Okay.
Here's the thing. In the highest percentage of tops, USA is number 2. But on the highest percentage of bottoms, they don't even score in the top 5.
Who doesn't score in the top 5?
USA. Like the USA is in the top.
We're top for tops.
Right.
So of course our bottoms are going to be low.
Let's see. The highest percentage of versatile? Russia.
Okay.
The highest number of sides? Do you have a guess?
Those are gayish listeners, because didn't gayish invent that word? I don't know. Colombia. No, Canada.
China.
Oh, China.
China, New Zealand, Costa Rica, and Australia. Top 4.
I stopped at a gas station to pee on the way home. and they had tile up above the urinals. And it was those little tile, sliver tiles, like fancy, like they'll have in kitchens or something. And they're thin. Each tile is very thin.
Yeah.
And somebody had written on each of the thin little tiles, Trump, 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 Trump 2024. I was like, I don't want to be accosted by Trump's name while I'm peeing.
The most displayed profile tag on Grindr is FWB.
What is the W in FWB? With?
Yeah, friends with benefits.
Oh, I thought it was friends with benefits.
Yes. What did you think it was?
I thought it was fuck with buddy.
I mean, fuck buddy, but yeah, no, friends like with fuck benefits.
Buddy, but I was like, what's the W for? What? That's why I'm at. It's like fuck with buddy.
No, it's just
fuck with buddy. Is it?
I mean, it means the same thing, but friends with benefits.
Yours makes more sense. Friends with benefits.
The number two most displayed profile tag is Anon. Let's see. The most searched for profile tag is Hung.
I don't care about that. I didn't even know they had profile tags. I'm not
The second most searched for profile tag is trans.
Okay.
Let's see. Do I care about anything? The most explored cities. I don't know how they're deciding this, but the most explored city is Mexico City.
I wonder if they have some algorithm that tells them which of their customers hooked up. Based on like an analysis of what they said in the chat, plus knowing when one of the dots gets right on top of the other dot. You know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if they can do some analysis and say, oh, you hooked up with him, 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 and him. And here were the dates. Oh, and you went back to this one 5 times.
We surveyed 10,000 users on their favorite queer pop culture moments of 2022. Tap below to see the winners. So in the category of gay gasp, the number one gay gasp of 2022 is the Rihanna Super Bowl announcement. I have no
What's idea. The definition of gay gasp? Is it something we were surprised by, thought was good?
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm gagged. Tragic? I'm so gagged by this.
Okay. What'd she announce that she's
I have no
a
idea.
New album's coming
I don't,
out?
I don't watch the Super Bowl, so I have no fucking clue. And I don't listen to Rihanna, so I have no fucking clue what
that is. That would have been a long time ago because that was February or something like that.
The number two gay gasp was the Omar Apollo dick sucking tweet.
I don't know about that either. What's the Omar Apollo dick sucking tweet? Omar? Isn't he a speed skater?
I don't know. Okay, the best song of the of 2022 is Unholy. I hate that song. God, I hate that song. Do you know that song?
I don't think I do, no.
Mama don't know, daddy's getting hot. And the body shop doing something unholy.
Hey. Yeah, oh, yeah, I do. Da, 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 da,
da, God, da, it's horrible. It's horrible. Da, da, it's so repetitive. Da, da, da. I get it, Sam Smith. I get it. But it's so, so. And then the number two best song of 2022 was Alien Superstar.
I don't think I know this song.
I think it's by Beyonce. The best song. Let's see. The best album. Does anyone even think of things in terms of albums anymore?
I don't know. I don't. Do they?
Let's skip that. TV so good you had to put your phone down. What is the number one?
I would assume that the best album would have been Adele's.
It was Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, or Beyonce.
Taylor Swift was number two. Harry Styles was number three. Lizzo, oh, wow. Lizzo was number four. Bad Bunny was number five. I don't know who Bad Bunny is.
Maybe Adele didn't have an album released in 2020. Maybe it was 2021.
What was the number one TV show of 2022, according to Grindr?
White Lotus.
Euphoria. Have you seen Euphoria?
No, I have not.
It's really good. You should watch it. Number two, a very predictable Heartstopper. I agree with that. That was the best show of 2022. Number three was House of the Dragon. That's wrong. Number four was like White Lotus. And number five was Abbott Elementary.
Well, I mean, what would you put at number three for if you don't agree with them? You said it was incorrect. Well, I mean, what is it? What's the correct answer?
Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
This is a gay survey, Daniel.
I talk to gay nerds all the time.
But they're, yeah, but all right, a majority of gays are not gay nerds. Fine.
What is the number one movie of 2022 according to Grindr? Now, keep in mind, I mean, Big Fatty's on Grindr. Not everyone on Grindr is a kid.
The number one movie? And
there's not just 13-year-olds.
Avatar. I don't know.
It might possibly be if this, I mean, but this was published before Avatar came out. So, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, number one movie of 2022. The number two movie, are you sitting down?
I am, yeah.
It's.
I don't care. I don't care what people
Everything
think.
Everything everywhere all at once.
It sucks. Number two, I'm telling you all, it sucks. It's chaotic. No.
The best podcast. Oh, the best podcast of 2022. They're
all being sucked into a black donut. How stupid is that? It's like somebody was on acid when they wrote it.
Are you going to let me hear? Number one podcast of 2022, according to Grindr users.
Oh, Mix Minus. Easy.
You are correct. Adam, it is the number one podcast of Grindr users. Making Gay History.
I've never heard of it.
Number two is Like a Virgin. Number three is Sibling Rivalry. Now, I know about that one. That's Monet Exchange and
don't know.
Bob the Drag Queen.
Cyclone is saying Adam seems so LSD phobic. I'm not LSD phobic. I just, that's what you always hear of, like, you know, when people write really crazy shit or paint really crazy shit or whatever, they always say, oh, they were dropping acid or whatever. Because I think you hallucinate when you're on acid, right?
Number one actor, the best actor of 2022, according to Grindr users. Who is that?
Oh, maybe a movie actor or
yes, movie. These are all movies.
Movie actor. Well, best movie they picked. What'd they pick for best movie?
They picked Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Oh, there's not really a man that you really that stands out in that.
Oh, they're not all movies. Sorry. Number one is not even a movie. Sorry. It's a TV show.
Oh, it's a TV show.
Number one is a TV actor. Number two through five are movie actors.
I don't know. I'm at a loss.
Kit Connor. Kit Connor is the.
That makes so much sense. Okay.
They're servers. They live to serve. I don't know what this means. Best serve.
I don't either.
Like best fashion serve. Because here are the winners: Julia Fox, Florence Pugh, Michelle Yeoh. Ice Spice.
I don't even know.
Janelle Monáe.
What did they serve?
Looks? Were they serving looks?
I don't know.
Okay. The best drag of 2022, Adam. The best drag queen of 2022.
I wouldn't even know.
Oh, she's not new. So come on. Who's the best drag queen? When you think drag queen, what's the immediate thing that comes to mind? quintessential drag.
Immediately, RuPaul comes to mind.
No, fuck her. A quintessential drag queen.
Lady Bunny?
No, Jinx Monsoon. Jinx Monsoon, number one.
But that's a younger one. I mean, that's not like...
She's like...
Legend.
She's not that...
I thought you were saying... Well, but I thought you were saying like legends, iconic.
Number two, Monet Exchange. And number three, Raja O'Hara.
Okay.
RuPaul's not in the top five. Oh, fuck. I just lost my place. Okay. Where was I? All right, here we go. Best drag. All right. So now we're down to the final one, the final category here, Adam. The best OnlyFans of 2022.
I don't know. I don't think I like the mainstream OnlyFans, so I'm not sure I'm going to be the... I may not even know who they are.
Austin Wolf.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either. Okay. And he's like a big beefy dude. He's like in his 30s.
Oh, I bet he's the guy in Texas who used to be a newscaster. He's like a daddy.
Raheem Shabazz is number two.
Don't know.
I mean, this list gives me hope because they're all older.
Are you planning on becoming an OnlyFans star?
Yeah, maybe I should start my OnlyFans.
Currently, I am subscribed to Horny Twink Australia.
I've never subscribed to an OnlyFans. What is the experience like? Like, what is it like?
Oh, they logged me out, I think.
So what is it? What is the experience like? What do you do?
I registered with Twitter. And so because I always see the links in Twitter and it just takes you to the Twitter page and then, or they just log you in with Twitter and then you go, when you say, how's the experience?
You subscribe. What does that give you? Like, I've never, like, if I go to OnlyFans, the website right now, I can't see anything because I'm not a subscriber.
Yeah, so you don't subscribe to OnlyFans. You subscribe to the individual person.
Right. So what? So now you've subscribed to...
They post videos and photos and stuff that you don't see other places, and you get access to that content.
Okay, but is the interface all the same? Like, is every single OnlyFans... Like, does OnlyFans have like a template that they operate off of?
It's like a Twitter feed almost. Or Instagram, and it's got the video right there in the feed itself, or the photo, and that's it. You just scroll like you are on Instagram or something, and you see.
So if you subscribe to more than one, are they all in the same feed, or do you?
Yeah, they're all in the same feed, or you can go directly to their individual pages, and then you can see their feed.
Because I see them all the time saying they're I'm having a live tonight on my OnlyFans. Do they?
I've never seen a live one, but I assume it would just show up as a video card.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I mean it's not. I like it. So Lamont says it's a total disappointment, but I like it because I prefer amateur stuff to professional porn videos.
No, I get that.
And so, yeah, it's a lot of bad camera work and short videos and stuff like that.
Adam likes bad camera work.
Yeah, I don't like an overly produced porn. I mean, I'm okay in a pinch. You know, I will watch a produced porn video, but I'm like, saying
if there's acne on the guy's butt, Adam's all into it. He's just like, ugh, this is
not acne on the butt. I don't really like that produced.
That's how you can tell it's not produced. You'd be like, yeah, because they would have covered that with makeup.
No, the ones, but I kind of wonder the ones where they're like, they're in public and they're cruising or whatever. How do they get these people to agree to be filmed? Or are they not really cruising and they're just lying to us and they're friends of theirs or something that they've, said, hey, I want you to be in my video. Like, because you'll see, because the ones I follow are mostly like cruiser, the ones who cruise, like Understall or In the Woods or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, if it's Understall and you're filming someone, you're not actually filming their face. Well, okay. You're just filming their
In the Woods. there's the guy in Australia. He goes to some nude beach. I don't even know if it's a nude beach, but I assume it is.
Yeah.
And he gets completely naked and he's like in the trees and he's stroking his dick. And as guys are walking past him, he's sucking them off. But he's videoing himself sucking them off. You can tell he's like looking at the camera. I don't know if he's hiding it and they don't know, or maybe, I've seen ones where the other person is holding the camera. And like, so do you have this conversation with folks like, before I suck you, I'm putting this on my OnlyFans.
I feel like that should be a red flag right there to tell you that it's probably staged, right? The same thing about those home improvement shows when you get the TV shot from inside the house as they open the door and the designer shows up and they act excited about, oh my God, I didn't know you were coming.
This one guy must have a lot of friends who want to be in his videos if they're all staged. They're all different.
Doesn't have to be friends. They talk to each other on Twitter all the time. They're like, hey, anybody want to film some content in the Dallas area or whatever? It's like
And these that he's sucking, they're not OnlyFans stars. These are like daddies, old.
Then he goes on Twitter, I want to make a video this weekend. If you're interested in me blowing you, then let me know.
Maybe.
I'm sure there are.
All of them are like that. All of the ones that I watch that are in public.
Maybe those are people that subscribe to his OnlyFans. Maybe he's reaching out to them because he's like, that keeps them subscribed.
I'll never know.
Now I want to go subscribe and see if you're on there. I want to see if you're.
He's in Australia.
So is Scotty on there? Is Scotty one of the.
You're saying if I'm on there, like if I have an OnlyFans?
No, if you're one of the guys walking off the beach that he blows.
No. He's in Australia. I'm not in Australia. I've never been to Australia. Okay,
well, is Scotty the Little Aussie Battler? Is he in one of the videos?
He could be. They don't show faces.
Oh, well, then if they don't show faces, then it doesn't matter.
But they don't know that. I mean, if it's a stranger walking up and they see you have a camera sitting there or your phone on a tripod.
Okay, whatever.
They're going to know you're filming something. They're
I don't think they'll care.
I wouldn't want my face in somebody's video.
Well, the point is if your face did go out, then you'd sue. So it's like, so then it's just their body. And so it's like,
in public.
If they tried to, okay, but if they tried to sue him to take it down or whatever, he'd be like, you can't prove that that's you. There's no face. That's just somebody's body. It's just like, you can't prove
that. I get it. I'm just saying they don't know that when they first walk up.
There's
a camera there and they don't know, oh, it's not getting my face.
Any of these campgrounds anywhere, I could be being filmed. I don't care. I don't think about that. They might wear a Margaret Thatcher mask.
Lamont Cranston says OnlyFans doesn't allow that any longer. They need to have a model release for anyone on cam. Maybe he's getting releases for everyone. Yeah, but so I mean, I'm serious. He is staging a lot because it's two or three times a week and it's always a different person.
I mean, he's very attractive, right? I'm sure he doesn't have a problem convincing old guys to let him blow them.
I think it'd kind of break the mood would be if you're like, here, sign this release.
That all happens before the scene ever happens.
Anyway, I don't know about all this stuff. When I was a webcam model, there weren't all these rules back in my day.
Well, there were and there weren't. So I remember because I worked at a webcam house.
Actually, there were rules. I couldn't be on camera with anyone other than myself unless they were on my account as a model. Exactly. But anyway.
So a friend of mine started one of those webcam houses of gay boys, whatever, and I did IT for him, basically. And if you were going into that house, like you had, the foyer and the area in front of the house was not on camera. And you had to basically come in, give your driver's license, like sign a release before you walked past the foyer because you were going to be on camera. And so it was like, anything that seems spontaneous in a webcam house, definitely like when you first come in the door, you've got to sign a release that you're going in there. So it's all staged, Adam. It's all staged.
I even had this rule back when I was modeling. Your pet couldn't be on camera.
Oh, wow.
Like no animal, dog, cat, whatever. They could not be on camera. That was against the
rules. What if you were fucking the dog?
I assume that's the reason they don't want them on camera, because they want to make sure that none of that is happening. But you could not have a pet. It could not be seen. You know, dogs like to come up and lick your balls occasionally when you're naked. So, I mean, that's difficult.
I don't. All right.
I don't know about cats.
Sydney is what? 7 inches tall, like, because she has short legs. Like, if you were to, like, it's like she's less than a foot tall. Like, would she lick your balls?
I used to sit on the floor.
Oh, okay. So you used to put your balls in her face and then she licked them.
Well, no, but I mean, I'm just saying, Sydney was not alive when I was webcam modeling. So in this scenario, that doesn't work, but sure. I didn't, because it was against the rules. You couldn't have a pet.
They're trying to serve David Miscavige.
Isn't he the Mormon guy?
No, Scientology guy. He's the head of Scientology. Oh, Scientology guy?
That's what I mean. That's what I meant.
Scientology leader David Miscavige is nowhere to be found as attempts are made to serve the 62-year-old with a child trafficking lawsuit that names him as a defendant, according to public court documents in the Tampa Bay Times. The court documents show process servers attempted to serve papers to Miscavige 27 different times over the past few months in Clearwater and in Los Angeles to no avail. So, like, this dude is
based,
like,
in Florida. I can't remember.
Yeah, Clearwater is like the worldwide headquarters of Scientology. Oh. Gawain Baxter said his parents put him in a Sea Org nursery when he was 2 months old, according to the lawsuit. When he turned 6, he was forced to sign a 1 billion-year contract and sent to live in a cadet org dormitory with around 100 other children. Children over 6 are considered to be and are frequently told that they are adults and that they should act and expect to be treated as adults. The lawsuit noted in background that the children must be referred to as cadets and not kids.
I believe it.
Well, yeah, because you watched that Leah Remini show.
Yeah, I was fascinated.
I was fascinated that just to think that Leah Remini wasn't one of these people that joined Scientology and signed a billion-year contract. Because the only reason that you become a member of the Sea Org in Scientology...
Well, she signed a contract.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
No, she didn't. Because only members of the Sea Org signed those contracts. She was never a member of a Sea Org. She was just a Scientologist. She was just one of the congregation. She was never part of the organization that ran it, because her family had enough money to pay for the training. It's like, the reason that you become a member of the Sea Org and you sign a billion-year contract...
All of them sign a contract.
No, only members of the Sea Org signed. So the members of the Sea Org are the employees of Scientology. They're the slaves of Scientology, right? They signed the billion-year contract and whatever. People that just joined the church, if you just go to the church and do your training up the ladder or whatever, and you can pay for it, like, you don't have to join the Sea Org, whatever. You don't get sent to live in a dorm. You don't give up your house or your job or whatever. As long as you can afford to pay for your training, then you don't have to sign that contract or be a member of the Sea Org. And Leah Remini was not a member of the Sea Org. Her co-host, Mike whatever, was.
Yeah.
But not Leah Remini.
Anyway, so yeah, I didn't know that that guy was there trying to serve him.
I didn't either.
Yeah, that's interesting.
27 different times that they've tried to, like, serve him.
He's good at escaping or hiding or something.
He's got, like, all these Scientologists basically. No, I've never seen him. I have no idea who that is. Nope. Never seen that guy before in my life. You said something on the Geeky Gay this week that something about tacos, like the Ortega tacos.
Did I?
All I know is we were trying to decide what we were going to have for dinner tomorrow night. And you had mentioned something about those taco kits on your show. I don't remember what the context. It was sometime this week, though. It was some show this week.
I'm not sure I talked about a taco kit. I think I said I was out of taco seasoning because I buy the bags of taco seasoning. Maybe okay. I mentioned something about something that.
Right, fine. Whatever it was, it made me go, oh, I haven't had like a Ortego crunchy taco dinner thing, you know, where you put in the ground beef, you put the seasoning in, uh-huh. and you make your own taco with your own cheese and your own sauce and your own, you know, black olives and onion, whatever you want in it, sour cream, all this stuff. And I told Zach today, I was like, yeah, that's what I want to do for New Year's Eve. So tomorrow I got to go to the grocery and get everything to make Ortego taco dinner.
Wow. Nice. Yeah, no,
I'm not all the way finished with Archer's show, Lamont. So I don't think it was Archer, unless it was early in his show. But go ahead.
No, I was just I don't know. I mean, we do have tacos. Normally we have soft tacos, but I don't like flour tortillas anymore. I don't know what happened to me.
Oh no, I'm talking about the crunchy taco. No, fuck the flour tortillas.
I'm just saying in general, I don't like flour tortillas anymore. I don't know why. I used to like them, but I don't like them anymore. But I always get soft corn tortillas though. But I do like the crunchy ones as well, but normally I just get they're lower calorie if they don't fry them, you know.
Well, they're all cornmeal. The crunchy.
But when you fry stuff, it's in oil and that adds calories because you're frying it in oil.
You and I have very different diets, my friend.
I understand, but it's calories and it doesn't matter what our diets are. I said it's more calories.
Okay.
You don't count calories, but I'm just telling you it's more calories.
I do not count calories because the concept of calorie in, calorie out does not take into account metabolism.
Anyway.
Yes.
No, that I was done.
So okay. I feel like we were going to argue about diets again. Because that's, you know,
I don't need to argue about diets.
People love that when we argue about diets.
I don't remember the last time we argued about a diet, but
there was, I know what I was going to say. The other place that gave us an end of year review was Anchor. Would you like to know how our podcast performed over the last year?
No, not really.
I've already clicked on it. So now I'm going to tell you.
I know. I mean, I roughly know what our listener count is.
No, this isn't about listener count. This is about listener trends.
So, okay. They've surveyed our listeners?
No, but they've noticed behavior.
Are they going to be like, you have 45% of your listeners are tops?
And No. All right. Let's go to the first statistic here, which is there's a lot of animations on this. How many minutes of new content did we create in 2022? Now, keep in mind, this was cut off at the beginning of December. So up until December 1st, how many new minutes of content did we create this year?
How many minutes?
How many?
I would need a calculator.
Just give me hours and I'll calculate it.
I would say 50 hours.
So 50 times 60 is 3,000.
Yeah.
You're very close. We created 3,151 minutes of new content.
Oh, yeah. So I'm very close.
Yeah. That's more than 98% of the other creators in the society and culture category. So we're in the top 2% of the most content created. And by the way, keep in mind, this is only the stuff that Spotify knows about. They don't even know about Level 13.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, there's another hour per episode, probably another
hour and a half, really. So, all right. Our number one most downloaded episode of 2022. Here's two choices. You tell me which one is the most downloaded because they just give me these two. On May 2nd, 2022, episode 78, Alaska is part of the United States, or is it on June 11th of 2022, 84B, the Daily Cruise Report, day two?
Probably the Daily Cruise Report, day two.
Oh, not quite. No, try again. No, in fact, it was Alaska is a state, part of the United States. Alaska is a part of the United States. Episode number 78 had 252% more streams than your average episode.
Wow. Well, we need to do whatever we did on that.
Whatever
one,
we did on that.
To do it. Yeah.
Maybe it's because we included United States in there. I don't know. Number three has to do with our global reach, Adam, our global reach.
Well, mainly US, like 99% US.
We were heard in 10 countries.
Okay.
Obviously the United States is number one.
Canada.
Number two is Canada. What's number three?
Australia.
Ooh, Australia is number five.
Oh, England?
England is not on the list.
New Zealand.
New Zealand is number four. So you're down to the missing one. United States number one, Canada number two, New Zealand number four, Australia number five. Number three is?
What other countries are there?
Brazil. It's Brazil.
There are no Pride 48 members that I know of from Brazil.
It doesn't matter. Those Latino boys love an old man.
If you're a Brazilian boy, email us. Contact@mixminuspodcast.com. Or better yet, voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com.
It's true. Something magical happened between May 1st and May 7th. We had 113% more listeners compared to our average week. So our highest week of downloads in this past year was May 1st through the 7th.
I've wondered if taking our money and putting ads on either Facebook or Instagram or Google even would get us any more listeners.
Yeah.
If it would really be worth it, I mean, to do that.
I don't know if it'd be worth it, but it'd probably. I mean, it didn't cost us anything because it's free money. Sure. Let's see. Our listeners, Adam, our listeners' personality is the devotee. When your fans love a podcast, they really love it. They're quick to support new releases and play their favorite episodes over and over. So they're noticing the same IP addresses week after week after week.
So you're saying that the last level 13 that you posted was November 26th?
Yeah, probably.
So the whole month of December, nothing posted.
No.
Okay.
And I believe this is our final statistic here. We have had 100% increase in streams, meaning people listening to an episode, a 77% increase in listeners, a 69% increase in followers, and a 41% increase in the number of hours. I think that's only because we started on Anchor the year before, but only halfway through the year.
Okay. I think
that's why it's...
Well, I mean, just take it as a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It was bad, but they say you had a 15% decrease in listeners for the year.
They probably wouldn't have made those slides.
That's what I'm saying. Would they have even told you?
They probably, you know, glossed over those. Wow, you really sucked on that.
Kathy is saying, does it mean that subscribers listen to what they subscribe to?
Yes.
No, I think it means like, you listen all the way through. You download very quickly after the episode releases. They're like really avid fans, you know, that kind of thing.
There we go. You can see what was our thing that they made for us. We have had 43 episodes, 3,100 minutes listened to in 10 countries, and 100% increase in streams. That's the artwork that I just threw in there. Anyway, I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it is. Geeky Gay is not on Anchor, so I don't get
that. Oh, yeah, Disney is. Zach and mine is.
Oh. Yeah.
But I think all the increases would be 100% because we literally just started this year. And we haven't done an episode in a while. We took the holidays off.
Yeah, I've been waiting.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
I am glad to see that Mark has picked out airline flights for you in April for the 10K.
Well, he hasn't picked out flights. He was just looking.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
He was looking. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to you guys being here. Let me ask you this question. And then we're going to go because it's late. There is a ultra VIP experience available at Walt Disney World where you get your own private cast member tour guide that takes you to any ride you want to ride. So you don't have to worry about whether there's a virtual queue for it or whatever. Like if you wanted to ride Guardians of the Galaxy and Rise of the Resistance twice and Flight of Passage and, you know, ride all those rides, which are all normal, you know, like long wait rides, but you could just walk right onto them and do it. So they'll make your dinner reservations for you. They'll set up your food for you. They'll get you on any ride that you want to get on. If you have to go between parks, you're in your own private van where you go backstage. So you don't have to like go out through the front of the park, or whatever. You just go backstage and drive directly to the thing. So the cost of this is, I think, around $4,000, but it's for up to 10 people. So you could have 10 people. So I'm thinking 10 people. So let's just say 4,000. I think it was a little bit less than 4,000, but let's say it's $4,000. $4,000. And you got 10 people, so five couples, right? What is that per couple? That's not that much per couple, right? Calculator. So we're talking $4,000.
I guess $400 a person.
Divided by five is, yeah, so $800 a couple. So $800 for you to do this, ultra VIP, like literally you just tell them anything you want. It's like, I want to go to like Guardians of the Galaxy is completely booked up and it's completely full and whatever there's no, you know,
support. Are you asking if that's something I'm interested in?
Is that something? Because I think like, would you be willing to pay $800?
No.
To do that?
No.
Okay.
No. We don't have that much desire. Like, we've been to Disney a few times and like, no, okay. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
No, it is. It's a lot, but you also get
to go on a cruise for $800.
You can't.
I mean,
but you also have, you have your own private cast member.
I wouldn't like that. I don't, that's stressful. I don't like people.
What
some
people?
Stranger that I don't, a cast member. They're a person.
But they're paying, they're being paid. They're like your waiter.
Know,
they're like being
I don't
paid.
Know.
To,
I don't, no, I don't
so
want
do you,
some
when you go to a restaurant,
around.
When you get to a restaurant and the waiter comes over your table and is like, well, I'll be taking your order and bringing your food to you and everything. No, I need to go back to the kitchen and get my food myself.
No, well, they make me anxious, but I mean, they have to be there because somebody has to bring my food out. So.
And tonight it's you, Bob. Yeah, exactly. An indentured.
That's
service.
Why I like to have COVID was great because I like to have the DoorDash people leave the food outside the door so I don't even have to say hi to them.
Because I was thinking to myself, I'm like, self, there's Zach and I and Mark and Adam. That's four people. So I just have to come up with six more people. Oh, wait. Taylor and Babaloo and Rodan and Darwin. And Kathy Bacon and Garrett are all going to be at the same event. And so we could have 10 people.
You think Taylor and Babaloo would pay $800? I don't think they would.
I don't know. Here was my thought process. My thought process was like, first, I'm going to ask Adam. If Adam has no interest in it, I don't care. I don't need this. I obviously can go to Disney anytime I want.
Right. We have no interest.
I was just making sure that you got to ride all the headliner rides. Yeah.
It's fine. Whatever I get to ride, I don't need to pay extra money for anything.
Okay. That's all. That's it.
Okay.
I didn't even ask Taylor and Babaloo if they were interested, because if you're not interested, then it's just all going to fall apart. So
it's fine. I'm the linchpin.
No, I mean, but it's your vacation. I mean, literally everyone else that I just mentioned other than Kathy Bacon lives here. Like
Kathy Bacon's not chop liver. She's bacon.
No, I'm just saying I didn't want to ask her either. I'm not going to ask Kathy, but hey, do you want to shell out $800 to do this VIP thing?
Yeah.
Because if it's just Kathy Bacon and us, then it no longer is $800 a person. Now it's $2,000 a couple. So
yeah,
it's $1,000.
That's a lot of money. Person. You think I'm made of money?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I pretty much do.
All right. I think we're done.
Okay. Should I stop the stream? Good night, everyone.
Good night, Level 13. One day I'll post this episode.